It seems like almost yesterday that a 22-foot-tall fiberglass statue of an Indian chief was placed on the top of Hawk Stadium in Cape Girardeau. At the time, Southeast Missouri athletic teams were known as the Indians, and for nearly a decade, the giant figure greeted those who attended sporting events on the campus. For many students and alumni at Southeast, the mascot for the athletic teams had long been known as Chief Sagamore, an Algonquin name for leader or chieftain, and the yearbook at Southeast was also the Sagamore. Thus it was natural for fans of Southeast athletics to refer to the figure towering over Hawk Field as Chief Sagamore. The giant Indian statue was moved to Hawk Stadium from the War Drum Restaurant in Sykeston, a site which was briefly the location of the second Lambert's Restaurant. The national movement to eliminate the use of Indian symbols as mascots led to the university removal of the giant figure, and it was placed in storage. There, a nephew of Nancy and David Bowman of Lake Wapapello saw the Indian and took a series of photographs to show his aunt and uncle, the owners of Shona Landing Resort and Marina on the northwest corner of the lake. The Bowmans came to the campus, purchased the chieftain, and transported him to their resort. When a damaged arm was repaired and a fresh coat of paint applied, Allison Construction Company hoisted the chief to the top of the lookout above the resort, and today Chief Wapalese stands tall and proud, high above the deep waters of Lake Wapapello. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nicole.